Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Live, Love, Spy by Lexi Blake. Narrated by Ryan West. Prologue.
Are you sure I can't kill him?
TJ Taggart sighed, because he should have known it was a bad idea to bring his cousin Kala into this particular scheme of his. It had been suggested by several members of Johnson High School's senior class that a new, most likely two category be created just for Kala Taggart. Most likely to murder someone. Luckily, the administration had shut that right down. Probably because, like the rest of the world, they were afraid of Kala. He'd heard some talk about how relieved the entire staff would be when all the Taggarts were off to college and they never had to deal with that military mafia family again. Their description, not his. They would be waiting forever. His family was massive, and there always seemed to be a new addition. If I thought we could get away with it, I would do it myself, TJ said under his breath as they both watched the boy in question walk across the quad toward the main building. Unfortunately for him, Kala was the only way to go when it came to taking down an asshole. His sister, Devi, would try to kick the guy in the balls, but Kala understood they needed something truly awful in order to end this thing between Lou and that fuckwad walking across the quad like he owned it.
I can get away with it, Kala returned.
I think Lou's been through enough without losing her best friend to juvie. Dennis Sims walked up to a group of soccer bros. Assholes, every one of them. He wasn't sure why the boys' soccer team seemed to only recruit jerks he wouldn't leave alone with a girl for a single second. But there they were.
I thought you were her best friend.
An ache went through him. Louisa Ward was everything. Lou was his whole heart. Sometimes he wished he'd never met her, because before he had, he'd never thought he was lonely. Now, when she wasn't around, he felt his singularity. I think she's my best friend. I don't know that I'm hers. Kala wore her normal uniform of ripped jeans, combat boots, and a leather jacket, even though it wasn't cold enough for one yet. Her hair was shiny blue, and she sighed in a way that reminded him of his uncle, her dad. This was Uncle Ian's patented, dumbass said something and now I gotta fix things, sigh.
You could change that. All you have to do is say, Lou, let's get down and dirty. She's in love with you, TJ.
She thought she was, and maybe it was true. But she was a grade ahead of him, and Lou Ward was an academic force of nature. She was so fucking smart, and he was TJ. People got excited when he made a C instead of a D. People praised him for finding out he'd read an actual not comic book book. He'd only read it because Lou was reading it. She's going to college, and I don't think she needs to be stuck with a boyfriend who won't go to college at all.
Tell me you're not still thinking about the army.
Kala frowned his way.
You're not dumb. I know I say it all the time, but insults are my love language. You can go to college. You can go, and then if you still feel the need to get your ass shot off, at least you'll be an officer.
He'd gotten this lecture from more than one person. I don't want to. I want to get in, learn some things that will help me get a job when I get out, and start my life. Lou is going in a different direction. She needs way more than I can give her. Kala's head shook.
Your loss, man.
Yes, it was his loss, because he would never be the man who kissed her, and touched her, and slept beside her. He wouldn't be the man to smooth back her hair and hold her hand. But fuck all. Neither would Dennis Asshole Sims.
His cousin was being something of a hypocrite.
And why do you always give me shit about the army? You're planning a whole career at the agency.
Not the same thing. The agency is cool, and no one will yell at me all day. Well, except Kenzie.
Kenzie Taggart was Kala's twin, and while they seemed different on the surface, he happened to know they had a lot in common. They both wanted to be spies. But his Lou would end up at some think tank or working at an elite university. She would be safe in her ivory tower, surrounded by people who could keep up with her. She would change the world someday, and he would be so proud of her. He would still be in her life. That was the important part. He fucked up all of his relationships. He hadn't kept a girlfriend for more than 3 months. Lou was too important. So he was going to keep his hands off her, because he couldn't lose her. It would be easier when she was in college. She started MIT in the fall. He would call her and text her and miss her like crazy, but it would be easier to not fuck things up if she was hundreds of miles away. Kala's eyes narrowed. They're breaking up. We can catch him on his way to first period. He's got a class in the East Wing. Let's go. Naturally, Kala had everything planned down to the second. It was precisely why he'd gone to her when he'd found out what Dennis had done. He would have simply jumped the fucker and gotten suspended. Kala understood that revenge was a delicate art form. But the most important thing was to get him to break things off with Lou before she got hurt.
You can't kill him.
Cooper McKay jogged up, one hand on his backpack. He was taller than TJ by a couple of inches, but didn't have TJ's muscular build yet. At 17, he was still all long limbs and odd angles.
Kala, let me handle it. TJ, don't you dare jump his ass. You get caught fighting again, and they will expel you, and your mother will be the one doing the murdering.
Cooper had been the one to tell him what was going on. Cooper played baseball and had some of the same friends as Dennis the douche.
I'm not going to kill him, but he's not taking Lou to prom, Kala stated resolutely. Not after making that bet.
TJ felt his hands fist at the thought of the jocks placing bets on who would get some on prom night. Dennis Sims had bet he could get the nerdiest girl in school to give up her virginity. Over his dead body.
See, you look like a dude who's about to get expelled, Cooper said like he'd known it all along. Have we thought about talking to Lou and letting her handle it? Maybe we could go to her parents.
Kala's eyes rolled.
Yeah, let's break Lou's heart and bring her parents in so we can all end up in some therapy session. Fuck that. We can handle our own shit.
The last time you tried to handle your own shit, you got kidnapped, Cooper pointed out. TJ waited for Kala to explode, but she merely turned a chilly smile Coop's way.
Yeah, and I learned a lot about myself. You feel free to go crying to our parents all you like, Coop. I'm going to pull up my big girl panties and get the job done. If you don't...
Hey, I'm sorry. Cooper reached out, grasping her hand. I shouldn't have thrown that in your face. You're right. Let me come with you, not for your sake, to stop TJ from losing his shit. And I know you're a black belt in several martial arts, but you just had your nails done. No one knew how to talk to Kala like Cooper. She sighed. Her "I'm going to give in" sigh.
Fine, but we have to hurry. He's in a class with Lou for second period.
They caught up to Dennis, who was walking into the East Wing. Dennis was a senior, a year older than TJ, and in excellent shape. That wouldn't help him if TJ decided to take him out. He'd been called a pit bull in a fight, and he didn't have a problem with that. Pit bulls could be quite sweet when they were treated right, and they could handle business if they weren't. Dennis's blue eyes widened when he realized who was behind him.
Hey, how's it going, Kala?
He nodded Cooper's way.
Hey, man.
He ignored TJ entirely.
You're going to gently explain to Lou that you won't be taking her to prom,
Kala said, not waiting for niceties. Dennis frowned, obviously surprised at the turn.
Why would I do that?
Because I'll break every bone in your body if you don't. He'd already planned out how he would do it, too. He'd sat up last night thinking it through. He would start with the small ones and work his way up. Dennis was suddenly interested in him.
What the fuck, Taggart? Is this about the whole you don't want her but no one else can have her thing you have going? You're an asshole, you know.
We know about the bet, Kala said flatly.
Dennis's gaze immediately went to Cooper. Coop held up his hands and shook his head, his expression utterly unapologetic.
Damn straight, I told them. Don't think I'm one of your jock friends who treat girls like trash. Lou's a friend of mine. I wouldn't let you do this to any girl, much less someone in my family circle.
Guys, that was locker room talk. I like Lou. Dennis flushed a nice shade of pink.
That hasn't gotten back to her, has it?
No, and it's not going to. I already talked to the assholes you made this bet with and explained if Lou found out I would be visiting them. TJ hadn't taken Kala on those talks. They'd sat down and made their plan to cover all of this crap up. Lou could handle some jerk blowing her off. He wasn't sure how she would take the whole school knowing they were making bets on her virginity. So he'd handled the problem. Dennis's head shook.
I get it. I was an asshole. But the truth of the matter is, I like her. I'm not going to make anyone pay up on that stupid bet, so you can back off. You know you're the reason she can't get a damn date, Taggart. You've got the whole school terrified of you. Do you think that's good for her? Is she supposed to be alone for the rest of her life?
She wouldn't be, and he would have to deal with that someday. Not today. Break it off with her. Gently. I don't care what you tell her, but make it sound good. His expression went stubborn. And if I don't? I know you Taggarts think you run things here, but you're all freaks.
Hey, Cooper began.
Kala waved him off.
That's fair. Dennis hasn't even met my dad. He has no idea how freaky we can get. But he's going to find out if he doesn't break things off with Lou. Today.
Fuck you. I'm not scared of you, Dennis announced.
I think I'll tell Lou about this conversation right here and see what she thinks. I know she feels awkward because she's younger than the rest of us, but she's a cool girl. I think it's being around you assholes that holds her back. I think she'll do better with my friends. We'll show her what normal looks like.
Yeah, that's a much better plan. I'll tell Lou who you people really are.
And then I'll release the proof that you cheated on your trig final and get your scholarships revoked,
Kala said, cool as a cucumber. And that was why he'd brought in the beast. Kala knew shit no one else knew. She kept track of the people around her, the ones who could potentially hurt her. Dennis had been running around talking about the free ride he was getting to LSU, but that would go away in a heartbeat if he was caught cheating. Dennis's jaw tightened.
I didn't cheat.
Kala smiled, a predatory expression.
You did. And I have proof. You paid a hacker you found on the internet to hack Mr. Fender's system and copy the exam. You were smart enough to not score 100, but you did not earn that 93.
Lou had scored 100, naturally. She'd been helping Dennis study. It was how they'd met.
You can't possibly know that, Dennis replied.
Who do you think the hacker was, asshole?
Kala asked. Dennis had been a moron. He'd actually asked some people how he could get his hands on the exam, and TJ had caught wind of it.
He hadn't liked how Dennis was sniffing around Lou, so he'd put out the word that there was a way. Not that he told Dennis himself. Getting word out through mutual friends had done the trick. And now they had his ass in checkmate. The key had been to let him actually get the grade so there was nowhere for him to go.
And I'll send it to the school anonymously, Kala continued. You could talk and try to get me in trouble, but I'll turn everything over and no one will believe you. I've cleaned my tracks up. As far as the internet trail goes, you sent $200 to a dude in Turkey to handle the problem for you.
Fuck. Dennis's eyes closed, and when he opened them again, there was resignation there. Fine. I'll break it off with her. I should have known better than to try to hang with anyone in your group. You're all toxic. Good luck to all you fuckers. May I never see any of you again after we graduate. He stormed off. TJ really wished he'd gotten to punch the man.
I'm not toxic,
Kala said, her lip pouting out. Cooper frowned down at her. Seriously? You're hacking teachers? One shoulder shrugged.
He was getting close to Lou. TJ and I might have baited him a little. We wanted something on him in case I needed to get rid of him, and sure enough, I did. You know, I've got something on most of the assholes here. Information is far more effective than TJ's fists.
She was going to be a ruthless spy. And that was why his ass was going into the army and Kala would be in the elite circles of intelligence. Story of his life. The women around him were all smarter, more ambitious, better than him. Cooper was looking at Kala like he was going to eat her up. For all his Superman morals, he got truly wound up when Kala did something smart and slightly shady. She was Cooper's own personal kryptonite.
I'm going to go to class.
Anything to get away from the teen lust that was suddenly filling the hallway. You two, bye. He turned a corner and practically ran into Lou. She barely managed to keep her books in hand.
Hey.
It felt like the whole world softened when she was around.
Sorry, sweetheart. I was trying to get away from whatever Kala and Coop are doing and not paying attention. You okay?
She smiled up at him, tucking a piece of golden brown hair behind her ear.
What did she do now? I thought they were mad at each other.
I don't think that would stop them. TJ fell into step beside her. This was pretty much where he always wanted to be. He wanted it so much he couldn't ever risk not having it. Despite her big brain, she was so young. Barely 16, and already graduating as the valedictorian of the class. He would be almost 19 when he graduated because his parents had been advised to hold him back from starting kindergarten. Yep. He'd been too dumb to start school with everyone else.
And you have to stop calling me sweetheart,
she said with a curl to her lips.
Dennis isn't exactly my boyfriend, but I don't want him to get the wrong idea about us.
Guilt flashed through him, but he shoved it back. It was better for her to be a little hurt now than utterly be humiliated. Even if Dennis had been honest that he truly liked Lou, it would have gotten out if she'd gone to prom with him. If she'd slept with him. Will do, he promised. No more sweethearts. Only Lulus. Her nose wrinkled into the cutest expression.
Weirdo. I'm going to be late. See you at lunch.
Wouldn't miss it. He watched as she walked away. It was better this way. This was how it had to be.
I thought he liked me.
Lou took the tissue Kenzie offered her. She'd been crying all day over that jerk face. At least in the privacy of her own room, she could let it rip. This was what she got for being full of herself.
She'd eagerly accepted Dennis's invite to the prom because it meant TJ wouldn't have to step up and offer to be her date. That had been in the works, or so she'd heard. It had been a relief when Dennis had asked her. Everyone would know she and TJ were going as friends, and everyone would know that wasn't what she wanted. She was pathetic. She wasn't really crying over stupid Dennis. She was crying over TJ. Always, always TJ. Theo Taggart Jr. She'd met him and suddenly understood why girls went crazy for boys. Though she'd only ever truly wanted TJ. She'd thought if she spent time with Dennis, maybe her heart could change. Kenzie settled in beside her.
Do you want Kala to kill him?
Already offered. Kala sat on her other side. Lou sniffled. She'd been positively energized this morning thinking about the fact that she had a date. Maybe this would prove to her that she wasn't forever cursed to love a boy who couldn't love her back. And then Dennis had stopped her after Trig and explained that he'd forgotten he'd promised to take someone else to prom, and crap, he felt bad, but them's the breaks. Or something like that. It had been fast, and he'd practically run away from her, leaving her standing in the middle of the hall with tears in her eyes.
I think he found someone he wanted to go with more than me.
It was hard to be the youngest person in her class. She'd only legally been able to drive the second half of her senior year. Not that she hadn't practiced. TJ let her use his car so she could get some time behind the wheel. He would take her and his sister, Devi, out of the city and patiently teach them. Her mom got too nervous. Her dad often fell asleep because he was the chillest human on earth. TJ was a close second. She'd never told him how comfortable she was with him, how the energy he gave off calmed her. TJ was solid, like her dad. TJ could calm her down when she got wound up. He brought her out of her head when she thought too much. She enjoyed who she was when she was around TJ. But while TJ was perfect for her, she wasn't the right one for him.
I could kill her, too, Kala replied. Just have to find out who she is and the hit will be in.
We're not killing anyone, Kenzie said, sitting up straighter.
Lou blessed the day these two came into her life. She'd been 12 when the older girls had taken her under their wings, and Lou had friends for the first time. Kala, especially, but Kenzie had been there for her, too. When her mother had married Boomer Ward, she'd become a part of this big, found family. Boomer worked with the twins' parents at their company, McKay Taggart. It was more than a workplace. Suddenly, Lou found herself accepted by some of the coolest kids she'd ever met. They weren't weirdos, like everyone said. Sometimes she caught people whispering about how Kala would be the person most likely to go to jail.
Kala would never go to jail. She would totally get away with all her crimes. And if she didn't, Lou would break her out. But we do need to think about a new date for Lou.
Kenzie mused and looked over at her sister.
Are you still boycotting? I wish you all the best, sis. Have your magical night,
Kala said, letting her head fall back.
It's a hard pass for me.
Kenzie stared her sister's way.
You're going to let Cooper go with someone else?
Her eyes closed.
I don't own him. If he wants to participate in some dumb ritual, he's free to.
It's not a dumb ritual, and I'm participating with the man I'm going to marry, Kenzie announced. We're making memories.
That got Kala snorting.
Yeah, you're going to end up with dumbass Dalton Bernard.
Kenzie seemed to think about that for a moment.
Well, I like him for now. I only say it because I'm pretty sure Dad has a minor heart attack at the thought of me marrying someone named Dalton. It keeps his mind off what I want to do after college.
Join the CIA. That was what they wanted. And Kala had promised that one day there would be a place on that team for her. Everyone seemed to think she would end up a professor somewhere. How surprised would they be when she followed her best friend all the way to the agency? Everyone seemed to think she was some sweet, brainy girl who could do no wrong. Kala's mom often talked about what a good influence Lou was on her girls. Would Charlotte Taggart be surprised to know that she'd been the one to figure out how to remotely set off the fire alarms so Kala wouldn't have to spend all day in detention? She'd set those fuckers off one after another until they'd released all the detention kids, and Kenzie and Lou had picked up Kala and spent the afternoon at the mall. The school had a smart system. Lou loved smart systems because she was almost always smarter.
So, are we going to strong-arm TJ into taking you? Kenzie asked.
That sent her stomach in a spiral.
I already told him no.
Kala's eyes opened, and she and Kenzie were suddenly both looking her way.
What?
Like she couldn't tell TJ no. Well, she never had before.
He caught me crying at lunch, and I told him what happened. He offered to take me, but everyone would know he was doing it as a pity date. I'm fine. I don't need to go to prom. I'll keep Kala company.
It's not a pity date, Kenzie insisted.
TJ's a moron, but I do believe he cares about you, Kala said. If he asked you, it's because he wanted to. Look, I don't think any of us needs to find true love at this point. We're too young, and we have things to do. But I do realize that Lou's feelings for TJ haven't changed since the day she met him.
His feelings haven't changed either,
Lou pointed out, sorrow welling. They were friends. He'd never felt more for her. He'd been gentle with her when she'd professed her love last year out at the lake house. Kala had snuck some beers down to their campsite, and Lou had learned she was a lightweight. This isn't a good idea, baby. I don't think we make sense as a couple. Of course they didn't. He was gorgeous and athletic, and she was smart.
Yeah, guys loved that about her.
I don't think he understands his feelings.
Kala sat up, groaning.
You handle this part, sis. I'm going to vomit if I have to keep going.
Her bestie wasn't a feels girl. Kenzie was. Her strawberry blonde hair was in a ponytail, giving her Malibu Barbie vibes as she leaned in.
What Kala is trying to say is TJ might be scared of what he feels for you.
TJ wasn't scared of anything. TJ knew exactly who he was and what he wanted to do with his life. He was going in the army with the plan to make special forces as soon as possible. He would find a hot wife and settle into being the hero he was. She would be his kid's weird aunt.
I think TJ is worried he's not enough for you,
Kenzie continued. That was where she was wrong.
I've told him he is.
Kala's brow rose.
You did? I was not aware of this.
Lou sighed.
Last summer, I made my play for him, and he turned me down. He said he couldn't see us as a couple because we were so different. But if that was true, we wouldn't work as friends. We're amazing friends, so I don't get what he was saying.
Kenzie and Kala were staring at each other, doing that silent communication thing they so often did. Lou would swear they could communicate through a series of small facial expressions. Lou needed to make herself plain, or Kala might decide to find a way to force TJ to love her.
He's not attracted to me. It's the only explanation.
It's not the only one, Kenzie countered.
No, but it's the most logical.
Kala's face settled into a frown.
I thought it was because he wanted to go into the army and Lou's going to Massachusetts, Kenzie said.
But if she just laid it out and he said he couldn't see them as a couple? That's fucking bullshit.
Collis stood and started to pace.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?